Finance Manager Jo Thistlewood will present this report.
Thank you, Councillor Axford. As Adrian has quite rightly outlined, this is the an annual report from the Access Pool. Access stands for a collaboration of Central, Eastern and Southern Shires, which collectively becomes Access. And as Adrian explained, there are 11 pension funds from around the South East and East engaged in it. This report is an annual report prepared by the Access Pool and presented by Councillor Mark Kempgee from Hampshire, who is the chairman of the Access Joint Committee. Sets out the key activities and the key achievements of the Access Pool in the last financial year. The elected members from each of the 11 funds, including Councillor Axford, discussed this report at their joint committee meeting on the 17th of July and have recommended the report for adoption by each of the individual pension funds involved in the pool. Effectively, this report will be published on the Access website and will form part of the annual reporting accounts for each of the 11 individual funds. So effectively, the committee are invited to adopt this report within their own annual reporting accounts for publication. Very happy to take any questions that anybody may have on this report at the moment.
Thank you, Jo. Are there any questions on this report, please?
I believe that Councillor Barry wanted to ask a question. We've just been advised he's having some IT issues and wishes to speak. But then we also have members of the committee. We have a question from Steve Milford and from Councillor Andre.
So who's first?
Steve Milford.
Steve Milford, would you like to ask your question, please?
Yes, please, Chair. My question is on the very last page of the report, just three paragraphs up from where Mark G. signed it. It's in respect of the ESGRI policies. It says that Access will take views from authorities as to the development of its own guidelines. Firstly, I'd like to ask, can we have some input into that? And secondly, could we have or request from Access a copy of their own current ESG/RI guidelines so we know what the current state of play is and what we can comment on? Thank you.
Right, before I pass it over to Jo again, for the benefit of any newcomers to the committee, we're getting into jargon here, I'm afraid. RI and ESG, RI is responsible investment. ESG, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, environmental,
social
and governance reviews. In effect, it's looking at factors other than making money when you're making investments, looking at environmental questions and that sort of thing. So sorry, Steve, I know you know what it's all about, but I'm trying to make sure that everybody else knows what we're talking about. I'll pass over to Joe now.
Thank you. Steve, absolutely. We are, the Access Pool is designed to facilitate the investment strategies of all of the 11 investment pension funds involved. We're in a little bit of a kind of chicken and egg situation as to where the ESG stroke RI policies originate. There are some members of Access who believe that the pool should be driving the individual funds policies, and there are others who believe that the individual funds policies should be driving that of the pool. So we're in a little bit of a quandary at the moment as to which comes first, to an extent. In terms of the Isle of Wight Pension Fund, we are working through our investment strategy work at the moment, and we've got an item on the agenda coming up on that, which will be one of the key items there is to determine our own strengths and focus in terms of the ESG and RI policies for ourselves. The Access guidelines at the moment are very high level and kind of summarise the general response of each of the 11 funds within, some of whom are much further on in the process than others. There is an Access Joint Committee meeting on Monday the 7th, and the agenda and papers for that have just been published. Part of that has an ESGRI holding statement effectively to say where Access is. when I come out of this meeting, I will share with members of the committee and the board the ESG policy of Access, so that you can see what we're doing. But bear in mind, of course, that we are developing our own policy and our own processes. So we will have a say in the way that the Access guidelines are put together and the way that our own guidelines are put together. So we're kind of, as I say, chicken and egg situation at the moment, but we're trying to keep up to speed and get our own act in gear as well.
Thank you, Jo. Are you happy with that? Steve, are you happy with that?
Yeah, happy with that. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Who's next, please, Megan?
Next up is Councillor Andre.
Debbie Andre, would you like to ask your question, please?
Thank you, Chair. I, as a new member, I apologise to the seasoned members of this committee, but on page D4, the total fund is split into three sections, 51% outside the pool, 24% passive and 25% sub-funds. Could perhaps the Officer Joe give a little bit more information? I'm sure it's all readily available, but it would be really good because to have it sort of clearly explained, just a little bit more about the nature of those individual fund groups. Thank you. And I also have a further question afterwards, but if that could be answered first, that would be good. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, of course, Debbie, thank you for your question. We're trying to pool £44 billion worth of assets from 11 different pension funds with different investment beliefs and different investment strategies. So as you can imagine, it's quite a big job to undertake that. When we started this back in 2018, I think central governments determined that all pension fund assets should be pooled where possible by March 2021. So we've been on a long journey to get to the position that we're at. Currently, what the pool have done, what Access has done, is taken the low-hanging fruit. So effectively, of those 11 pension funds with their £44 billion, I think there was something like 700 different investment mandates that were being operated. So what we're trying to do is consolidate those down into a reasonable number of reasonably valued sub-funds to get the best value from the investment portfolios that we've got. So currently, to date, the fund has launched, I think, 17 or 18 sub-funds, which are basically where assets from more than one of the Access funds have been pooled together. There are processes in place to launch another 11 over the coming months, which will then bring a far greater proportion of the assets under pooled management. We've started with those easy asset classes, the liquid asset classes, so primarily equities, UK equities, global equities, and fixed income. And we're starting, and diversified growth as well. And we're starting now also to look at those more complex areas, the illiquid assets that aren't quite so readily marketable. So property, private equity, infrastructure, private debt, etc., etc. So we've got about 25% of our assets in pooled management. So those are the liquid funds that have been pooled. There's 50% that is not yet been pooled, some of which will be in the 11 funds that we've already got to launch, some of which is in the alternative markets that we haven't launched the sub-funds for yet. The other part of the pot, effectively, is the passive assets, which are where we're not using active fund managers. We're basically tracking in indexes to get the required return. The way that those investment vehicles are structured are such that they can't form part of the mainstream pool effectively. So they are under pooled control in that 10 of the 11 funds who have passive management, we don't at the moment, have combined their purchasing power into a single passive fund manager. So they are pooled but not in the pool vehicle, if you see what I mean. So hopefully that kind of explains a little bit more. What I'm planning to do, because it's been quite a long time since I've done a full update to the committee on access, is at the October meeting of the committee to have a more detailed session on the pool, where we are, how we're doing, how it's progressing. So I'll be able to give you a bit more information and more detail at that stage. But hopefully, Debbie, that answers your question at this time.
Thank you, that's great. So my understanding then, I think on page D5, it actually says the commencement of access activity in early 2016. So presumably, did we become a part of that as the Isle of Wight Council at the beginning, or was it 2018 that we actually became part of access?
In 2016, the requirements for pooling were introduced, but the legislation to govern pooling wasn't laid before Parliament until 2017-2018. So from 2016, we were working collaboratively within the access pool as a shadow pool to an extent, determining the best process and the governance arrangements, but we couldn't actually launch any sub-funds until 2018. So that's why the two different dates are there.
Thank you. So I'm right in thinking that the sub-funds are the collective pooled funds that are actively managed. Mm-hmm. The passive funds are, as you say, funds that are still considered to be within the collective pool, but basically ticking along and not actively managed.
Yeah.
So 51% are funds that were originally with the individual authorities that remain with the individual authorities. But presumably, as you say, this is an ongoing process. Yeah. So having got effectively 49% of the funds within the access pool, mm-hmm. and the most liquid assets, the process, the ongoing process now, is to look at the funds that currently are part of that 51% to incorporate them into the under the access management. Okay, and just one more, if I may. On page D5, the table that actually gives the actual in year and the cumulative, presumably under the cumulative, there is further information that is actually more detailed, because obviously cumulative will be from the start of the access fund.
Yeah.
So is there, I'm assuming that there is a year-on-year build-up, so that there's a further breakdown that is available within access. Obviously, we don't necessarily need to know that, but I think it's important to ask that question, because obviously just being given a cumulative figure doesn't necessarily give performance. And I think obviously, and I've also read within the papers that COVID inevitably has had an effect short term, but obviously we look more to the sort of long-term view. Am I right in thinking that?
Yes, Debbie, you are. This is the second or third annual report from Access, so the historic reports, which will be published, will have the year-on-year build-up. As I say, when I come to do the report to the committee at the next meeting, I will provide more background information with more detail, etc., and give you some more information. It's a very, very complex situation. We, as a pension fund, have historically had a very simple asset allocation. So we've got UK equities, global equities, diversified growth, property, and bonds. So far, we have pooled. We, as the Isle of Wight Fund, have pooled our global equity and our diversified growth, which takes us to about 52% of our assets under management in the pool. We're currently putting our UK equities into the pool, and that will happen in November in one of the sub-funds to be launched. So that will take us to about 70%, just over 70% of our assets pooled. We've then got, as part of our investment strategy work, to look at what is the best place to put our bond portfolio. And we're working with access funds at the moment in terms of the illiquids alternatives to see where we do with our property portfolio. So there is a lot of work going on behind the scenes. We're working as individual funds to do our own strategies, but we're also working collectively to put things in place that will help facilitate everybody's investment strategies as it goes through. But I will provide more information at the next meeting, and I'm happy to talk to you outside the meeting, Debbie, if it's helpful.
That's very helpful. Thank you very much, Jo.
Is that okay then, Debbie? Thank you. So who is next, please?
Next is Councillor Garrett.
Andrew Garrett, would you like to ask your question, please?
Thank you, Chair. It's more of a comment on the point that Mr. Milford was making earlier in the response there. How that the access goes about this review of ESGRI guidelines, I see it's going to be a very important test of the working relationships between authorities. And I'd be very pleased to see the sort of like the way they're scoping that and the way in which they could do it. It could be done by just an officers doing kind of a desktop comparison of authorities' views. But I think that here is a place for something that moves us from a potential for compromise with which everybody can live but feels just kind of nobody's very particularly happy, and synthesis around what actually are probably much more easily agreed long-term goals, outcomes, and principles. And that I think will be best driven through really, really digging down to really involving all of us on all of our various pension fund committees to bring forward those views. I know we've had those discussions in some of our training side of things, but I thought I see it also as this opportunity that of here is where there might be some level of division, but actually how this group of 11 can work very successfully together and understand each other. So it's that sort of comment and anything that those who are attending the access meetings can do to drive a real openness and real sense of inclusion and engagement would be much appreciated. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Andrew.
And now finally we've got Councillor Brading.
Councillor Brading?
Yeah.
Paul Brading, sorry to leave you to the end.
That's all right. I wasn't going to speak on this issue, but it's just a comment really. It's come out what Councillor Andre said actually. The one thing we've done well as a committee is that Councillor Axford decided that everyone should attend an access meeting to share out the responsibility. And I found the access meeting I attended was really informative. It's the way you learn about access is to attend a meeting. A lot of other authorities attend the same person all the time, so they don't spread the load and the understanding. But you know, we've all attended access meetings now, and found it incredibly beneficial. Perhaps, you know, Councillor Andre, you'd benefit from attending an access because you see the diversities around the table. Everyone's got slightly different views, but they're working for the same goal, and it's quite an interesting meeting to attend. But there are so many different strategies and thought processes. To see how it all works into a fund and a collective decision is a good process. I think we've all benefited. We've all benefited from attending an access meeting. I'm sure Councillor Garrett would agree with that as well. Attending a meeting has been really beneficial. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, I have tried to involve as many members of this committee in visiting. Well, in the old days we used to have to go up to London. Nowadays, of course, they're held remotely like this one here, so it's not quite the same atmosphere. But if any of the, I think I can make an open invitation, if any of the members of the committee would like to attend an access meeting in my as replacing me, I'd be happy to talk about it outside the meeting. Thank you, Paul. Is there anyone else who has indicated they wish to speak?
No one else.
In which case, where are we? This one is a voting one, is it? So,
Chair, I'm sorry to come in. I think Councillor Churchman was indicating that she wished to speak.
I do, please.
Sorry, Vanessa. Off you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, right. I just wanted to check on the on link. On page D3, it has a small paragraph there about Link, and we were originally having problems with Link organising and running the pool, and I wondered whether this had improved, and or are we still sort of unhappy with them, and is there another solution, or are we going to stick with Link?
I would caution you, Vanessa, that this is a public meeting which can be watched by anybody, including the Link management, and so we have to be careful what we say.
Right, in that case, maybe we should discuss it in a different forum. Thank you.
Jo would like to make a comment on that, please.
We'll just say, Councillor Churchman, that discussions with Link are ongoing. The Joint Committee are aware of the issues that are in process, and part of the agenda for the Joint Committee meeting on the 7th of September is to begin the process of what is being called a scheduled business as usual evaluation, which is looking at the operation of the pool at the end of its third year of formal operation to determine how the process for continuing with Link, continuing with an alternative provider, or building our own pool after the end of the fifth year of the contract will start. So, as I say, we will do a more detailed report on access at the next meeting, and it will be held in confidential session so that we can have more in-depth discussion around some of the more meaty issues, shall we say.
Are you happy with that, Vanessa?
Yes, that's fine. I did realise that they did have a contract, I think, for the 3 years. So, yes, that's great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Is that all the questions on this particular item then before we go to the vote? In which case, you appreciate this is an Access annual report, which is written and published by Access, not by us. But the simplest way of including it in our public account, our annual report, sorry, is just to add it to it, which is what we're proposing to do. So members are asked to adopt the report and to approve its publication in the fund's annual report and accounts. And I will propose that. I would ask if someone could second it, please.
Vanessa?
Thank you. And we will now move to the vote, which will be taken by a roll call.
Councillor Abraham.
Is Barry here now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, four.
Hello, Barry.
Councillor Andre.
Four.
Councillor Brading.
Four.
Councillor Churchman.
Four.
Councillor Garrett.
Four.
Councillor Perks.
Four.
And Councillor Axford.
Four.
That's unanimous, Chairman.
Thank you, so that is passed. Now we move on to the equivalent of that report, but for us,